Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and I'm so glad you're with me today on this Monday. We are beginning a whole new series with Derek Prince today on the theme of restoration. You know, an architect once told me that a building doesn't really fulfill its purpose until it's built, it declines, and then it's restored according to the original plan. It's the restoration process that allows something to fulfill its ultimate and designed purpose. Well, that's exactly the way it is with us. It's exactly the way it is with the church. And as we're going to learn here in the next few weeks, that's exactly the way it is with the nation of Israel. So make sure that you have something to write with. Make sure that you call your friends, get your Bible, get some people together maybe. And let's listen, because this theme of restoration really is defining. It's really descriptive of what's happening in the body of Christ today. We'll be on this for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a powerful and transforming time. And so let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about restoration.
As you look out on the world scene today, do you ever feel perplexed and frustrated? Perhaps even downright frightened? Sometimes the overall impression is that of a troubled, restless sea, with powerful winds and currents opposing one another, and forces let loose that are beyond our comprehension or control. We are subjected to so many pressures today, from so many sources. Economic pressures, political pressures, social pressures. Innumerable systems and ideologies compete with one another to gain control of our minds. Rival groups and alliances confront one another with tensions that are not always resolved short of open war. There is the bloc of oil-producing nations, the European Economic Community, the Third World, the unpredictable influence of Red China. And right at the heart of it all, there is the problem of Israel, surrounded, outnumbered, and continually threatened by Arab nations whose hostility seems to offer no hope of lasting reconciliation. Already that problem has erupted into war 4 times in 30 years, and could erupt overnight for the 5th time. Each such outbreak in the Middle East comes nearer by a margin no one dares estimate to precipitating a third world war, to be fought with nuclear weapons whose destructive potential has never been calculated. Do you feel like asking, is the whole situation out of control? Is it just a meaningless jumble whose outcome no one can predict? Or is God at work somewhere in it all? Does he have a master plan that he is working out with all his inexhaustible resources of wisdom and power? Let me share my conviction with you. I believe that God is at work in our world situation today. I believe that he has a master plan, one which he had settled in his own mind before history ever began to run its course. I believe that God will work out his plan to a complete and triumphant fulfillment. Frankly, if I did not believe that, I would be a very depressed and fearful person. Let me share with you, as simply as I can, the essence of God's master plan as I see it. To understand God's plan, we must first understand his standard of values. We have to see where God's priorities lie. For God, the most important thing is people. It's very important to see that. Jesus told us in his teaching that one soul, one human soul, is worth more than the whole universe of things. I accept that evaluation. It's God's evaluation, and I feel it's right. It agrees with me. That evaluation is to be applied not merely to each individual person in the universe, in our world today, but it's to be applied collectively to God's people. In a certain sense, God's people is the collective sum of those who are committed to him, and they are his portion in the world. Deuteronomy 32:9 says this, "For the Lord's portion is his people." The thing that really belongs to God in our world situation today is the people of God. God is committed to those who are committed to him. The basis of God's commitment is always the same. It's a covenant. We become God's people through entering into a covenant with him. And once that covenant has been established and ratified by God, then God declares emphatically, He will never break his own covenant. He's committed to maintain it. Let's look at some of the promises that God gave to Israel under the Old Covenant, because the principle applies still today. In Isaiah 41:10, God says to Israel, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What wonderful words of comfort and encouragement in the midst of so much turmoil, confusion, insecurity. How good to be able to hear the voice of Almighty God saying, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you." In other words, the solution isn't on the human plane. The solution is through looking upwards, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then again in Isaiah 43:2, God says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." God does not say that we will never pass through difficulties or pressures or trying times. We will pass through the waters, through the rivers, even through the fire. But God promises us his presence with us all through, and he promises that nothing will harm us or frustrate his purposes of good for us.
You know, one of the great themes of the leaders of the Reformation and some of the great movements in church history is that God is restoring his church through history. He's restoring his bride. He's restoring the church to what he ordained the people of God to be. What an exciting theme, an exciting revelation that God is restoring what's been lost to the people of God and restoring what's been lost to the body of Christ. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few people realize that the Church and the nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that, as history's clock ticks, the paths of the Church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the Church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're just beginning today a wonderful series on restoration that will be in for the next 2 weeks. And Derek now is going to teach us the second segment today about the period of restoration. He's going to refer to one of my favorite scriptures, Acts chapter 3, where it says, "Repent then and turn to God so your sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Do you know that in Greek that word refreshing means to have restored what has been stolen from you? Man, I want that. Let's listen as Derek teaches us how.
God's ultimate plan for his people is always good. We may look again at the example of Israel. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." That's always true for God's people. God's plans are for welfare, not for calamity. They are to give us a future and a hope. We shall never be without hope. God's purposes for his people at this time can be summed up in one key word, which is restoration. Let's look at what Peter says to a group of Jewish people gathered to hear him in the city of Jerusalem. in Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who had been appointed for you, even Jesus. He, that is Jesus, must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. Notice that key phrase, the time for God to restore everything. That's one translation. Another contemporary translation reads like this: the period of restoration of all things. Do you see that in God's ultimate purpose, there is to be a period of restoration of all things, and that this period of restoration of all things is closely associated with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? For it says that he must remain in heaven until the time comes for this period of restoration. So when the period of restoration comes, then we know it is time for the Lord Jesus to return. Now, it's important to understand that we cannot know the day or the hour of the Lord's return. Scripture says no one knows this, not even Jesus, but only the Father. But the Scripture also declares that we should understand the times and the seasons. So we're not talking about the day or the hour, but we are talking about the times and the seasons. Seasons of refreshing, and then the time for God to restore everything. If we look at those verses from Acts 3, we'll find that there's a kind of simple outline of God's program to close this age. Coincidentally, in the English language, it can be summed up in four words, each of which begins with the letters R-E. The four words are repentance, refreshing, restoration, and return. Return, of course, of the Lord Jesus. Let me say those four words again. Repentance, refreshing, restoration, return. The first phase is repentance. And here, the responsibility is placed upon us as the people of God. We are called to repent. As we repent, then God sends a season of refreshing. And out of the season of refreshing, he leads us into the fullness of his purpose, which is restoration. And somewhere in the outworking of that purpose of restoration, there will take place the dramatic climax of the present age, the return of the Lord Jesus. It's important to understand that it takes our response to set God's plan in motion. Here we have an example, one of many in Scripture, of the delicate balance between God's foreknowledge and our free will. God says it's going to happen, and then he says, but you're going to have to do something to make it happen. So, although God has declared it will happen, that doesn't set us free from our responsibility. What is our responsibility? To set in motion this end-time program of God. It is to repent. Let me just say briefly what repentance is. Many people do not understand repentance. It's not emotion. It's a decision. It's a decision to turn from our own way, to stop doing our own thing, working out our own program, setting our own standards. It's a decision to turn back to God, to submit to God, and to allow him to tell us what he wants us to do. That's the key to our participating in God's program for the close of the age.
You know, the verse that Derek just referred to in Acts chapter 3 is such a powerful summary of the gospel. Repent then, turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. You know, you can do that right now. Repent of your sins, turn to God, and then the promise is that God will restore what has been stolen from you. Think about what's been stolen from you. Think about what your own sins and the devil have stolen from you. If you'll repent and turn to God, God will return and restore what has been lost. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Few people realize that the church and the nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that as history's clock ticks, the paths of the church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and joining me in the studio today is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett. Dick, I love having you here.
Thanks, Stephen. It's always good to be with you.
And also my friend and buddy and all-around brilliant man, as well as one of the producers of this show, David Holland.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Love having you here as well. Now, this theme of restoration is really, really important. It's also one of my favorites because the whole idea is that God had a purpose. That purpose was damaged in some way by human folly. Obviously, it's going to be our sin as a race. And that God is in the process of restoring. He's in a process of restoring us personally. He's in a process of restoring what he dreamed of the church, his bride being. And obviously, as we're going to learn, he's in the process of restoring Israel. And I think that this really is one of the core themes of the gospel.
It absolutely is. And it's predicated on the whole idea of coming from a place where there has been a loss or less than what God had designed in the beginning. You know, God's plan, as Derek has been saying, is restoration, and it's restoration of people. And one of the areas that I've been studying in and has really been inspiring to me lately, it really came from a thought that was shared with me by a good friend of mine on 1 Samuel 30, where he just said the theme of that is David recovered all. And in that story, David and his men had been out doing exploits, and they came back and they found out that everything that they loved and owned had been stolen from them. And David then, very, very disconsolate, says they wept until they had no more strength to weep. But then he took resolve, and he came to the Lord, and it says he inquired of the Lord, and he said, "Lord, should I pursue? Will I overtake them?" And the Lord's word to him was, "Pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and you will surely recover all." Well, that has just been an inspiration to me to study the whole idea of restoration after something's been lost or stolen from you, as you've been talking about Acts 3. Having something that has been absolutely stolen from you, you can see the restorative process of God as he brings back to you that which has been stolen by the enemy.
Well, that's why that passage in Acts 3 means so much, because the way it's usually translated is times of refreshing. So it makes it sound like it's a psychological uplift, a soul inspiration, you know, like a cool shower on a
right.
hot day.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe in that, obviously. I believe that times of refreshing, spiritual refreshing and revival, come from the presence of God. But the term there also used to be a legal term in the Greek usage that meant literally that a judge rules that a thief has to restore what's been lost to a victim. And I got to tell you, when you start thinking about it in a non-feeling sense and more of a practical sense, I want what's been lost. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I want what my own sin has, you know, for just as an example. I've never been embroiled in horrible drugs or whatever, but I've got friends who have really lost mental function from their earlier life of drug use. Well, this is a scripture they cling to. I want restored what's lost. I want to use my mind for the glory of God. And of course, there's material things and health issues and relational things. And we want to see Jesus restore what's been lost. And that's what he promises to do. So why should we walk in any less?
That's absolutely right.
Well, that's what really strikes me about this entire topic, guys, is that when you look at the entirety of the Bible, if the Bible fell out of the sky and hit you on the head and you'd never read it before, and it would hurt, and you would need some restoration of your noggin. But if you read it with an open mind, as reading it for the first time, one of the things that should strike you is that this Bible describes a God who is all about restoration. It's built into his nature. He's expressing his nature, and everywhere God does something, he's about restoration because it's so inherent to who he is and what he does. And then when the perfect manifestation of himself, Jesus Christ, Jesus went about restoring everything he touched. Everywhere he went, restoration happened. It is so key at a macro level where the nations, where Israel is concerned, right down to the micro level of an individual life. When God gets a hold of somebody, what he wants to do in that person is restore.
Well, and God is a God of restoration because God is a God of destiny. I mean, the fact of the matter is what he's restoring us to is what he made us for. And I love that theme in scripture. You know, when God appears to Paul on the road there to Damascus, Paul later says that God said to him, I have appeared to you for this purpose. In other words, there's not a lot of warm fuzzies and altar calls. Look, I got something for you to do, and I'm meeting you on this road because I want you to do it. And so there's a sense in which every encounter with Jesus, and certainly our salvation experience, is the beginning of a restoration to destiny and purpose. God has a destiny for the church. He's got a destiny for Israel. He's got a destiny for us as individuals, destiny for our children, our families, and the restoration to that original purpose is what we're all meant to be about. And it's exciting to think about that he is working through history as men and women repent of their sins and turn to him to accomplish his dream. That really is what destiny is the dream of God for our lives.
Well, I have to jump in at this point and mention, Stephen, that the offer that we have, the product offer that's available to our listeners this week, is about that very thing, about the way God's purpose and his destiny for the church and for Israel is being unfolded through history. It's a book by Derek that really has some powerful information for individuals in this whole theme of restoration, because God has been in the process of restoring Israel and restoring the Jewish people to the land. And at the same time, he's doing a parallel work inside the church. Derek enumerates all of that and elucidates it in his book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church. It's available right now on the website for $9.95, or you can call 1-800-448-3261. That number is 800-448-3261. It really ties in very, very tightly with what Derek's going to be sharing with us over the next week or so.
It really does, and I would encourage you as you're listening to really latch on to that, because God has a destiny for you, no matter where you are right now. You know, the book of Joel talks about, and Derek talks about the book of Joel being the first chapter on absolute devastation, but the second chapter is restoration. And even to the point where God says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I don't care where you are right now, how devastated you feel, how down you feel. God is a God who can restore, and that's the purpose of the material that we're talking about today. That will help you to grab hold of this. God can bring you through completely to restoration and to the destiny that he has for you.
It's a great word.
We are part of a church that in our generation is being restored. God's restoring things that have been lost. And having a background in church history, the academic field of church history, I can tell you, I read about things all the time in church history I want to see restored. You know, when George Whitefield used to preach, the ground shook. I want that restored.
Yes,
you know,
right.
When Finney preached, he converted entire towns so much that they changed their name from, you know, Smithville to Bethlehem. I want to see that in our generation, you know.
Yeah.
In earlier generations, there were not only great outpourings of the Spirit, but evangelistic efforts that took hold nations. I want to see that again in our time. So everything I read in church history makes me jealous to see it restored. And the Bible says that everything he's ever done, he is restoring in our time. So it's an exciting time to be alive and an exciting truth to hang on to. Guys, that's all the time we have for today.
All right. Well, it's been good.
I wish we could talk about this for years. Thanks for being with me.
Good stuff to come.
All right, Stephen. Thanks.
Well, listen, this is just the beginning, and so we're going to be talking about this for the next 2 weeks, but that's all the time we have for today. So for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Thank you for joining us for Derek Prince Legacy Radio. To order your copy of Derek's book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, give us a call. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This insightful book is only $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.